Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now on the line by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who's talking about this new health care bill that's going to be voted on today, we think, on Capitol Hill in Washington, and specifically the Medicaid amendment that was made to that bill. Kathy, thanks for joining us, and why don't we start with the state's viewpoint on that amendment brought forth by Congressman Chris Collins.
Well, thank you for having me on once again, and basically, it's a very simple answer. The Collins Amendment would literally be devastating to the people of New York State, but not just New York. His own district, Western New York, would suffer severe collateral damage. And you only need to look at the fact that it'll increase costs for hospitals dramatically, and they would lose $65 million in Western New York alone. I mean, just process that for a moment. That's a $20 million hit for ECMC. That means that our nursing homes, where most of the Medicaid dollars in our country, and in fact in New York, are spent as on the seniors who are most vulnerable, the people, our parents and grandparents in nursing homes. There'll have to be cuts in services, cuts in staff, cuts in beds, and I want to know where these people are supposed to go. This is like throwing them under the bus and then driving the bus over them. And this is really dire to think that just cut $2.3 billion in payments from the federal government to the state of New York to punish his home state. And I just find this reprehensible and actually inexcusable. I cannot understand the rationale behind offering a bribe to get other people to support Trump Care or Ryan Care or Collins Care, or I don't care what they call it, but it's not good for the people of New York State, people that I've worked for my entire life. And that's why I'm fighting with the governor so hard to stop this from occurring today.
Now, we had Collins on with us a little bit earlier on this morning. Here's what he had to say. We asked him about the governor yesterday, saying that he might sue over that amendment. Here's what he had to say.
Bring it on, Governor. He's now put a stake down, a marker down, that he does not stand with upstate New York. He is not concerned about the cost shift, the fact that the counties can't pay their pension costs, don't have any money left for infrastructure. So we finally have called out the governor. He's a New York City governor. He's not the governor of all of New York State. So next year in his election, it'll be very telling.
He mentioned that he thought it would be pretty easy to recoup the money that some hospitals would be losing because of this that was brought up by the governor. What would you have to say to the congressman there?
Fundamental misunderstanding of how government is run. That's what happens when you have a businessman who, as we know, was rejected by the voters of Erie County, and it's almost like he's trying to get revenge on the people who didn't support him when he wanted to be county executive a second time. Here's what I have to say. There are members of Congress, not even from our own state, who are questioning the constitutionality of what Chris Collins is trying to do. They say that it violates equal sovereignty because you cannot single out one state. And they're asking why New York State should be treated differently than the other 49 states just to coerce other New Yorker Republicans to vote for the Trump Care bill. I mean, this is absurd. Why would you say we'll take $2.3 billion that's coming from the federal government to punish New York State? And last time I checked, his congressional district is in the state of New York. They are New Yorkers. They will have to endure a substantial tax increase or a phenomenal cut in services. I cannot understand why you would do this to your home state. You should care about the people in Wyoming County, who I just had breakfast with at a pancake event on Sunday morning. They're deathly afraid of losing their health care. One woman said, I didn't even realize I was benefiting from Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. I didn't get it, but now I do, and I can't afford to live without this assistance. And I think that's the sea change that I've seen in the last 5 years, that people were afraid of it. There was a huge media campaign to put fear in the hearts of people that this is going to destroy their lives. And now these are families and seniors that are benefiting. And in fact, the Republican bill goes exactly against what President Trump, it's trying to take away health coverage that now 7 million New Yorkers now benefit from. And so why we want to tell people that you do not now have the dignity to be able to walk into a doctor's office and get preventative screening for cancer or to have your diabetes treated and to hurt our seniors, that is unconscionable.
Let's get back to this Medicaid point, Kathy. Chris Collins says this fixes budgets of 57 counties outside of New York City for the next three decades and takes the burden away from the counties, which is the way it is in other states. You know, that this is actually, you know, it's great for Erie County. He says $204 million a year. Yes, he says it takes a hit for the state, but he says the governor has a $14 billion slush fund that he can cover this with.
Once again, he doesn't understand how government is run. There is no such thing as a slush fund. I mean, he's just hallucinating concepts that are detached from reality. And that's of concern to me, but that's another topic. Right now, we have to look at the fact that New York State has cut its costs dramatically. We've cut $34 billion from Medicaid in the last 5 years under Governor Cuomo. He's working hard to streamline costs. We've kept the cost of state government under 2%, which is unheard of in state governments. And yes, there are 16 states in America where they share the cost of health care services with their counties. But New York State, to help offset that, and this is a deal that has been in place since 1965, we share part of the sales tax. Many of these other states don't share that. And some of the county executives are now doing the calculation. If the state takes back its share of the sales tax because the counties are no longer needing to be compensated for Medicaid, they actually come out on the losing end. So we're all New York State taxpayers. Someone's got to pay the piper. And right now, that money's coming from the federal government. And Chris Collins is saying, no, you keep that money. Let it go to other states. Which I just still can't comprehend why you'd turn down money from the federal government that's going to other states just to try and coerce changes in your own state. And again, there are members of Congress who are saying this violates the United States Constitution. And I'll tell you, we're talking about health care. The number one principle that guides our doctors is to do no harm. I think that should apply to members of Congress as well, because he's making a bad situation far worse just to punish his home state. And he needs to be asked, explain that to the people in his district, in parts of Erie County and Orleans and Genesee and Livingston and Wyoming and people in rural areas who not only just go to these hospitals and get services. These are some of the biggest employers in these districts. Wyoming County Hospital, this will put them under. What's it going to do to hospitals in rural Genesee County and in Niagara County? The loss of these payments and hurting nursing homes and cutting $350 million from home health care assistance, that's all behind what he's trying to do. And the voters need to know, it may have sounded like a great campaign rally to say, I want to repeal Obamacare, but repeal it and do what? You cannot make the situation worse. You don't want to hurt a sick patient and actually put the nail in their coffin and kill them. And that's what he's proposing to do to his home state.
All right, that is Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul joining us to talk about that Medicaid amendment in the health care bill that will be voted on, we think, today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.